Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Tuesday, December 16th, 2025. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Backblaze. Leading off today, we're nearing 3 years since GM announced its controversial decision to move away from CarPlay. The company started by ditching CarPlay and its EVs, but recently confirmed that it will also gradually abandon the platform on more cars in the future. Needless to say, this hasn't gone over well with the general public. But now GM has at least one bit of good news. A new Apple Music app is rolling out for select cars starting this week. GM says the new native Apple Music app will be seamlessly integrated into the infotainment system of supported cars. This includes the 2025 and 2026 CT5 Cadillac, the Escalade IQ, and the 2026 Vistiq. On the Chevy side, there's the 2025 and 26 Blazer EV, Equinox EV, and Silverado EV, as well as the 2026 Corvette, Suburban, and Tahoe. GM says that more vehicles are on the way, including the 2027 Chevy Bolt. Buick and GMC vehicle support is coming soon. For Cadillac drivers, the implementation goes further with support for spatial audio with Dolby Atmos. And finally, GM says that it's making audio streaming standard as part of its OnStar Basics service for all 2025 and newer cars. This means that customers can stream Spotify, Apple Music, and other apps at no additional cost for 8 years from when they buy their car. The Apple Music app will appear automatically on supported cars via an over-the-air software update. Next up today, iOS 26.2 is officially here, and in addition to the features we talked about yesterday, there's an interesting enhancement to AirDrop called AirDrop Codes. AirDrop has long been a highly popular iPhone feature, offering an easy way to share photos, files, and more with nearby family and friends. iOS 26.2 upgrades this with this AirDrop Codes feature. AirDrop Codes offer an additional layer of verification when using AirDrop with unknown contacts by providing a code on the receiver's device that the sender must enter to complete the transfer. When configuring AirDrop on your iPhone, there are three options. Receiving off, which disables AirDrop altogether. Contacts only, which is a setting that lets only people saved in your contacts send you an AirDrop, and everyone for 10 minutes. AirDrop codes in iOS 26.2 offer what's essentially a fourth option. Now, if there's someone you want to use AirDrop with who isn't in your contacts, you can temporarily authorize them with this one-time code. You don't need to toggle on everyone for 10 minutes. After the AirDrop sender enters that code, they and the receiver will be able to see each other as AirDrop options for 30 days. You can find these new options in the Settings app on your iPhone under the AirDrop menu. We are sponsored this week by Backblaze. Before the year wraps up, make sure your digital life and your business are backed up. Backblaze protects everything on your device automatically, from family photos to work projects, financial records, and more. This means you'll never lose what matters most. Until the end of the month, 9to5 Mac listeners can get 30% off with code 9to5XMAS. That's 9to5XMAS. Just hit the link in the show notes or go to backblaze.com/9to5Mac and use the promo code at checkout. My thanks to Backblaze for their support of the show. Running out today, leaked code from an unreleased build of iOS 26 reportedly contains references to several new features in the works for iOS 26.4 and iOS 27 coming next year. For iOS 26.4, expected to be released in March or April, the build makes references to Siri's long-awaited AI upgrades, including personal context and in-app actions. There are also references to credit cards and third-party apps that can be saved to iCloud Keychain, support for folders in the Freeform app, a new sports tier feature in the Apple TV app, and extra security measures to check device integrity before logging in to an Apple account or an iCloud account. For iOS 27 and even iOS 28, there are several feature flags mentioned. For iOS 27, the update will reportedly introduce a new pairing system for AirPods, though it's currently unclear how exactly this system will work. For iOS 28, Apple plans to add new metrics to sleep tracking with Apple Watch. There's also a feature flag that indicates the Health app is coming to the Mac with macOS 28. there are other features mentioned that aren't specifically tied to an iOS release. For example, there's improved Find My support for AirPods with a precise outdoor location feature that will make it easier to locate your lost AirPods. There are also references to a redesigned Apple Health app with a new layout for categories and easier metric logging. But again, it's hard to read too much into these rumored features. These are feature flags inside an iOS 26 build from June. It's possible that some of these features have been scrapped altogether, and it's also hard to know exactly how a new feature will work based solely on the name of the feature flag. Feature flags are something inside Apple's operating systems that let its engineers enable or disable a feature for testing purposes. Still, it's likely that at least some of these new features will end up seeing the light of day, presumably starting as soon as iOS 26.4 in March or April. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.